Amen.
Amen. Del corona, como dije, amén.
Well, we hope that Brother Alan doesn't go too far because we're going to have him reading from the Word.
Amen.
Amen. In your native tongue, which is
Visaya.
Visaya. You have two names for that, right?
Cebu
and Visaya. All right. Well, praise the Lord. We had a good meeting this morning at Brother Lito's. That's not very far from here. And we brought a word on the blood.
Atong na studyuhan dito may tungkol sa gahom sa iyahang dugo.
And of course the blood leads to the blood of Jesus.
O kana nga maong dugo nga giula sa una na nagrepresentar kini sa dugo nga giula sa Dios nga niusap kanato.
Amen. And it's the blood of Jesus that washes us from our sin.
Pinagi na Dios sa dugo ni kanang Kristo nga maong nagahugas sa patagos sa kanato mga kasalanan.
It is the blood that cleanses our conscience.
Ang dugo mao'y nagahinlo sa atong ang konsensya.
So when you come into the outer court of the tabernacle of Moses,
kung nagahinumdum ba mo na ito tabernakulo ni Moses, imo makita niya sa gawas na bahin.
You first come to the brazen altar.
Ang unang ginimong matunghaan kanang altar ng tumbaga, no?
And the bull was killed and he was put on the brazen altar. So that was where the blood was shed. Amen. So we need to deal with the issue of the blood for our forgiveness. In other words, the first step of the kingdom of God is repentance.
Amen.
The kingdom does not start in us until we repent.
Amen.
So the next step was the brazen laver.
O pagsulod mo padayon ka dito sa unahan, imo makita na sa nimo dinha ang katong adunay sudlanan nga napuno sa tubig.
And the brazen laver is full of water.
Napuno sa tubig ang maong sudlanan.
And the priest washed in the brazen laver.
Tungod kay ang Dios delikado man lagi mo na nga mga pare ilanghimoon maghugas sila sa ilang kamot ditong dapita.
But the picture for our Christian life is that after we are born again by the blood of Jesus,
ang kamatud-an na niini sa naglangkob kini sa atong istorya karon nga kita nga magkristohanon gikan kita sa paghinulsol upadayon kita ngadto sa unahan.
Then we are baptized in water.
Mola nga adunay pagbautismo sa tubig.
And the baptism in water is a covenant that we make.
Ang pagbautismo sa tubig dili kini sa usa ka relihiyon kundi usa kini sa kapakigsaan nga atong himuon ngadto sa Dios nga naluwas kanato.
We make a covenant with God and we make a covenant where there are witnesses.
Nakigsaad kita dinhi una sa nangadto sa Dios o nakigsaad usab kita sa mga tawo nga naa palibot nato.
Now, how many of you are married?
Pila ba kanato nga mga binyo na?
Or you have ever been married? Either married or you've ever been married. Okay, now, when you got married, did you make a covenant? Amen. And did you make a covenant where there were witnesses? You had other witnesses?
Naay mga nagkatanaw kanato.
You had your family there?
Nato pamilya dito, no?
Your husband's family?
Sa imong panapakaw, asawa, nalito ang tanang pamilya.
But you didn't just say to the man, let's go secretly in the woods and you and me will just make a little thing between us and then we're married.
Wala na to kana himuwa nga pagbitiyo dito lang sa luyo sa kabugang laro na sa nagbita ato rani kabinyoon di dayag din na siya.
Well, that's probably what some people do.
Siguro ang uban natin dito sa luyo sa simbahan nito gimuli na hilang kabinyoon.
They make a very secret marriage.
Oh, secreto di kahit na nagwalay pa kahibalo bisan pag mabagpapa di kahibaloon.
But that's not a legal marriage.
Pero kana siya illegal.
So let's see what the Word of God says about baptism.
Now, atong tanawon karon, unsa man ang buti pasabot sa balang kasulatan mahitungod sa bautismo?
Now you come to the third chapter of Matthew.
Atong malantaw diha sa ikatulong nga bahin o ikatulong nga libro sa Mateo.
We don't find much about baptism in the Old Testament, do we?
Di nato magkaplagan diha dapita ang klase sa bautismo sa daan nga tugon.
But when we come into the New Testament, we find that John the Baptist
is,
John is preaching, and he's preaching to introduce the way to the kingdom of God.
Ang wali ni Juan Bautista mahitungod sa pagpakita niya, mahitungod sa dalan, padulong sa Dios.
So he's the messenger that came before Jesus.
Siya ang nagwali sa wala pa moabot si Jesus.
And in verse 3, verse 2 and 3, read Matthew 2, verse 2 and 3.
Matthew 2, 2 and 3.
Matthew 2, versículo 2, 1 to 3. Chapter 2.
Chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
Okay. O gitong mga adlawa, mitong nga si Juan nga Bautista nga nagawali dito sa mga waaw sa Hudiya. Siya nagaingon, "Paginuson kamo kay ang hingarian sa langit, hadol na." Praise the Lord.
Now, John was introducing the kingdom of God.
Karon atong nadugan nga si Juan Bautista iyang gipadayag kung sa ang dalan padulong sa Dios.
He was not introducing another political system.
Wala niya ipadayag kung unsa lahi na pun nga paranglitan diha sa kaning politikanhon nga mga buhat.
He was not introducing something that Jesus would be bringing his army.
Wala niya iparayag ngadto sa mga tawhan nga mingon siya nga si Jesus uban iya ang magkasundaluhan. Wala.
He was not introducing a kingdom that they would be electing presidents and senators.
Wala niya ipagpadayag kung ang ginariya ni Jesus sama pa sa ato ang pagtitabok niya po sa kalikutan nun.
All of that is another kind of kingdom.
O kana siya nga tanang mga buhat nga puta nga akong gihasulti ka ninyo lahi na siya nga gingharian sa ingon ni Juan Bautista.
But he was saying, repent in your heart.
Siya nagatuaw ingon siya nga maghinulsog gayud kita sa atong kasalanan gikan sa atong kasing-kasing.
The kingdom of God is something that is going to come within you.
Kaya ang gingharian sa Dios mao kini ang magasulod gayud diha kanimo.
And so the religious church people came out to be baptized. And he said in verse 8,
sa ingon niya na, pamunga kamog mga bunga nga mahianay sa paghinulsog.
In other words, don't just come and say you repent. But if you come and repent, I want to see some evidence, some proof that you are repenting. Now, what is the meaning of repent? What does that word mean?
Amo, ano? Paghinulsol sa mga sala.
What is she saying?
repentance from sin.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
Unsa magbuti pa? Unsa may kahulugan ay nang pulo nga repentance or pag-ibig?
Let me ask you.
Amo ta na po sa lain.
You, if you say I'm sorry.
Kung may ngon ikaw nga pananglitan, nakasala ka, may ngon nga pasaylo ako.
If you say Jesus, I'm sorry, forgive me.
Onya, sama rin ako may ngon tanga tus gino nga gino pasaylo ako. Mas pagay pasaylo ako.
Did you repent?
Nag-hibulusun ba na siya?
You just said it.
Ibo na nag-isulat sa mong paabago. Sorry, sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me, please. Oh, I did that again. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me again. I'm sorry again. Am I repenting? What's the problem? I said I'm sorry.
She said, you turn away from your sin.
Oh, so repentance means
sa ato pa di ay ang pag-irusol,
I'm walking in sin.
Naglakaw siya sa pagpakasala.
I say I'm sorry.
Ngayon siya, pasaylo ako.
I ask forgiveness.
Pasaylo ako.
Ah. But I have to turn and walk away.
Ang buti pasabot din eh, nga dito siya magpaduayon dito sa kasalanan ko din magpatik siya sa original na katuyuan sa Ginoo.
If I was stealing,
kung nangawag siya,
I must stop stealing.
Di siya magpaduayon kung pangawag mo undang na.
If I'm lying,
kung namakak manggaling,
I must stop lying.
Di naman makaksasunod.
If I'm living in fornication,
kung nagilawas ka dili pagkasal,
I must stop.
Amen.
I must make my life right. Amen. If I'm living with somebody and then we're not married, I either need to quit or we need to make it right. And that's not the end of sin. I could name you many, many, many sins. If I'm a drinker of alcohol and getting drunk, I need to repent. If my life is out of order and I'm living like hell, I need to stop and turn to God.
Ang ato ang kinabuhi nagkalandrakas na wala ta kasabot ug asa ta padulong mura na siya impierno nan atong tarungon di sa Ginoo.
Now, John is still preaching.
Si Juan nagpadayon siya sa pagwali.
And now we come to verse 11 and 12.
Di harapanayon ta sa 11 ug 12.
Ako nagbautismo kaninyo sa tubig tungod sa paghinulsod. Apan siya nga nagapaulahi kanako, lapi pang gamhanan kay kanako. Nabisan gani sa iyang mga sapin, dili ako takos sa pagbitbit. Ang iyang igabautismo kaninyo mao ang Espiritu Santo o kalayo. Ang iyang paliran anaa sa iyang magamo. Pagahinluan niya ang iyang iukan o hipuso niya ang iyang trigo ngadto sa dapa. Apan ang mga uhog iyang pagasunugong sa kalayo na dili arang mapanong.
Amen. So he said that I, as a man, I can baptize you in water.
Maunang ningon sa Juan Bautista, ingon siya nga ako sa katao nga nagabautismo kanimo.
But there's one coming after me.
Apan nagaingon siya nga kining musunod ngani kanako.
And who is the one that is coming after him? Who is that? Jesus.
Jesus. Okay, sige ni Jesus.
Jesus Christ is coming after me. And he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now let me talk about baptize. What does the word baptize mean?
Unsa may buot ipasabot sa bautismo? Naamo na ibaluan?
Now, can I baptize Sister Merlinda here?
Pwede ba niya ang bautismo ang Sister Merlinda na nangyayang ihi mo? Ha? Maawa na yung bautismo?
Did I baptize her?
Nakabautismo ba siya?
No.
Wala. Tupik mo yan po na.
Isn't that what the Catholic priest does when he baptizes the babies? Did I get you wet?
No.
Oh, okay. No, that's not baptized. There's two reasons that what the Catholic priest does is not baptizing.
Adunay duha ka rason nga kana siya dili siya bautismo nga atong maestudyuhan karon.
What he does puts your children under the bondage of hell.
Ang ila lang imo nga gibutang lang imo ang anak dito sa mabugkos sa Ninoon nga dili iya sa Dios.
But it is not baptism in the name of Jesus.
Pero kana siya bautismo, wala kana siya nakahulugan sa ngalan ni Kristo Jesus.
First of all, the meaning of baptism, and this sister was trying to tell us that. The word baptize means that you go into the water completely.
Ay ang bautismo di ay kinahanglan gyud nga iuslob gyud siya dito sa ilalom sa tubig.
Immersion.
Uslob gyud siya, wa nay makita bisag buhok. Uslob gyud tanan.
So in your baptism you are buried in water.
Ang kahulugan di ay ni anak maigsoon nga kun iuslob ka sa tubig mao kini siya ang simbolo or nahitabo nga kita na lubong na sa kasalanan.
But we don't leave you there.
Pero dili kani pasagdahan dito ah.
We take you back out.
Unya ipatungar di hapon.
Amen. So the Bible says, and we'll read the verses, it said that you are buried with Christ.
Ang balang kasulatan na ngayon sa diyan, iuslog ikaw, lubong ikaw uban ni Kristo.
And your old nature is buried and dead.
Ang atong pagkadautan, pagkabaltito, tanan atong pagkadautan na lubong na uban sa Dios.
And now you have resurrection life.
O sa diha nga ikaw sa gihawas ikan sa mga tubig.
How many of you want to have resurrection life?
Kinsa man kanato ang gusto niya nang kinabuhi sa pagkabanhaw?
Resurrection power.
Kanang dahong sa
amen. You know you have to be dead before you can have a resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
All right. The second reason that the Catholic priest cannot baptize your children, your babies, and have it recognized by God as a real baptism, is because you have to repent. Little newborn baby. I don't see any little newborn baby here today. Can this little baby repent? No. Baby cannot repent. Baby doesn't know anything about sin. Amen. Now when they get a little older, and they know that they're a sinner, and they can ask for Jesus to forgive them, then they can be baptized for repentance. Amen. Now, there's two things wrong that even the churches do about baptism.
Duha ka mga buta nga nahimong sayop bisan pa maulhi balik-balik sa mga kasipahanan.
Now when I was young,
karon sa iha nga bataon pa siya,
I was baptized.
Gibautismohan usab siya.
And I won't do it, sister. But they poured water on me. Well, that was all that I knew. But when I got to be an adult, more than 30 years old, I said, this is not baptism. I have to be put in water. So I asked a brother, I said, brother, will you baptize me in water? And he put me in water and baptized me. The second thing about most of the church baptism is that they baptize you in order for you to become a member of the church. Is this the right way? Let's see what the Word of God says about this. Amen. Let's see what the Word of God says about this. I'll give you a clue. You don't get baptized into a church membership. The Bible says you get baptized into Christ, you are baptized into the body of Christ. You don't get baptized into the Baptist Church, you don't get baptized into the Pentecostal Church. And then they write your name down. No, that is not how to come into the body of Christ. The body of Christ is not a folder that a man carries around and writes your name.
Lawas ni Kristus, dili ka nang mga gibutang lang din na ilista-lista ng mong halal, morang ka magbutar, dili.
Alright, let's see what the Word of God says. Turn to Matthew chapter 16.
Sa Matthew, Kapitulo 16.
Matthew 16.
Matthew.
Verse
16. Kapitulo 16, verse
16. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Mark. Mark 16. Mark 16. You want to read it, brother? Mark 16. Mark 16, verse 16.
Marcos, capítulo 16.
Well, actually, start in verse 15. 15 and 16. Oh, read 17, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Oh, padayan, gutom sa 18.
Marcos kapitulo 16 verso 15 hangtod sa 18. Ug siya mingon kanila panglakaw kamo sa tibuok kalibutan ug iwali ninyo ang mayong balita ngadto sa tibuok nga kabuhatan. Ang mutuo ug magpabautismo maluwas apan ang dili mutuo pagahukman sa silo. Ug kanila nga magmutuo maganunod kining maong mga ilhana. Sa akong ngalan, ilang pagulaon ang mga yawa, magasulti silag mga bagong sinultihan, magakupot silag mga bitin, o kung makainom silag bisan unsa nga makahilo, dili sila mga daog, ang mga masakiton, pagapandungan nila sa ilang mga kamot, o mga ayos sila.
Amen. Have you ever read that before?
Nakadungulong bawana sa unan, basahan ang
bata sa ninyo. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. Amen. If you follow, you will cast out devils, you will speak with new tongues. Lay hands on the sick. Come on, it's all in the Bible. Some people say, some churches say, well, you can't do that anymore. That passed away 2,000 years ago. But Jesus didn't say anything about that passing away. He just said, this is for the believers. Now Matthew 20, this is the last words of Jesus now. Matthew 28. Go to all nations and teach them and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now let's see what they did in the second chapter of Acts.
Now, atong tanawon sa karon unsa may nahitabo karon sa ikaduhang kapitulo sa mga buha.
And
isugo naman ang mga disipulo ani. Nao sa may ibuhat sa mga buhat.
And in the Peter, the Holy Spirit has fallen on them now, and they're speaking in other tongues.
Sa diha ng ibautismo na ang mga katawhan nitong dapita sa balang espiritu na kasulti sila laing pinulungan.
And they are asking,
ug naga pangayo sila.
They are asking, what shall we do? So, read in the second chapter, verse
37 and 38. Sila na tanang nga nagaingon, mga igsoon, unsa may among pagabuhaton? Sa 38, o si Pedro mitubag kanila, pag hinusul kamo o pagbautismo kamo ang matag-usa kaninyo, sa ngalan ni Jesucristo tungod sa pasailuan sa inyong mga sala, o madawat ninyo ang gasa na mao ang Espiritu Santo.
Men and brethren, what shall we do?
Ano niya, unsa may among buhaton, nagutana sila.
They were pricked in their heart. The Holy Spirit was moving on them. And Peter said to them, same thing that John the Baptist said, repent and be baptized. Amen.
Amen.
Remission of sin.
Pagkalukat gikan sa kasalanan.
Let God take away the sin in your life.
Pasagdahi ang Dios nga mohinlo sa atong mga kasalanan.
And then you can have the Holy Spirit.
Ug humani ana makabaton ikaw og Espiritu Santo.
Now,
karon.
That was on the day of Pentecost. Now go to the 16th chapter. Acts. Amen. There was a woman named Lydia.
Si Lydia, usa ka babae.
And Lydia was a woman who believed in God.
Si Lydia usang kababae nga nituo gayud sa Dios.
And Brother Paul came and he was preaching.
Si Pablo niabot og nagawali siya.
And Lydia believed.
Ug si Lydia nituo.
Amen.
Amen.
And in verse 14 and 15 of chapter 16.
Mga buhat, kapitulo 16, versikulo 14, hantod sa 15, nag-ingon. Huwag naminaw kanamo ang usa ka babae nga ginganlan si Lydia, nga tagalungsod sa Tetereia, nga namaligyag mga panapton nga purpura. Siya masimbahon sa Dios, o ang iyang kasing-kasing iaplihan sa Ginoo aron iyang patalinghugan ang isulti ni Pablo. O sa nabautismuhan na siya kauban sa iyang panimalay, kanamo nangamuyo siya nga nagaingon, kung maoy inyong pagahuna-huna na ako tinuod nga magtotoo sa Ginoo na ari ka mo abot sa akong balay, o siya dili kayod pabalibad kanamo.
So, here's a woman businesswoman. Almost called her a businessman. No, she was a businesswoman. She had a business. She was selling a special purple cloth. And she had, she must have had a little money, and I think she had a big house. She had servants, I believe. And she believed. And she must have brought all her house to hear the word. And she said to her house, "This is the word of God." And they all believed, and all of her house was baptized. And then she said to Paul and the brethren that were with him, "Now I have a big house. You come and stay in my house." Amen.
Amen.
So they did. Now, Paul had a lot of trouble in that town. And some of the officials took him and put him and Silas in jail.
Naay mga opisyales dito nga iyang gi dala siya ngadto kang Silas.
And what did they do when they were in jail?
Unsa may gibuhat nila sa dihang ipriso sila, gibilanggo?
Did they cry?
Mahay-mahay ba sila? Naghilak-hilak pa sila dito sa kilangguan?
Oh, we're in jail now. What are we going to do? Oh, we should never have come here. We should never have come. It's nothing but trouble. No.
No.
Midnight. Come now. Their backs were whipped. Oh, their backs were whipped. They were sitting, their feet were in stocks, their hands were caught. They couldn't sleep like that. You can't sleep like that. Well, what do you think, Silas? I don't know, Paul. What about you? What do you say? Let's praise the Lord. Come on, you know a good song? Let's praise the Lord. And they began to praise the Lord. And you know what happened? The whole house broke up. Chains came loose.
ang ilang mga
walls fell down.
O ang tanan nagigapos nila ng wall na bisan pa ang ilang tuwa dito ang.
And the man who was in charge of the prison, oh, they're all escaped. They're going to kill me. I'll kill myself before they kill me. He was ready to take his Paul said, No, don't do that. We're all okay.
Ow! Ow!
Really got into it, huh? We're all okay, Mr. Jailer. Amen. And so they preached to the man, and they told him, this is the power of God. Come on, do you see what can happen if you praise God? The devils are shaken. The devil's house can fall down. And so they preached to the man. He took them into his house. He gave them a nice supper. I don't think they had a nice supper in that jail. He washed their back,
put
water on it and washed them off. And the man believed. And his wife was so happy that he didn't kill himself. And his wife believed. And his children believed. Amen. And read verse 33 and 34 of chapter 16.
Mga buhat kong tabi-desay sa versikulo 33 hantot sa 34 nagaingon o sa mong takna sa kagabion sila iyang ikuha o ang ilang mga samad iyang hunara o iya diha ibautismohan siya o ang iyang tibog panimalay o sa pagsaka na niya sila sa iyang balay iyang gidulutan sila pagkaon o guban sa iyang tibog panimalay siya nalipay nga nagagaplag sa pagtuo diha sa Dios.
Amen. So it is in the middle of the night, and they knew that this man repented. And they took them at night down to the river Agusan. That's your river. And they baptized them in the middle of the night. Now we usually wait till daytime. I just read that so you can see how important they believe this baptism to be. Paul believed it was so important that he took them down in the night.
Importante kayo kanto siya kami tawo tungod kay di na gusto ganay pa umaan tuwang gabi yon di Antonia.
So So I'm going to say to you, brethren, if you have repented and you have given your life to Jesus Christ, and you have not been baptized in water into the body of Christ, you should come and say to the elders, when can I be baptized? Now in the 19th chapter of Acts, we have a little minute yet, don't we? Paul came to Ephesus,
si Pablo, siya dito sa Ephesus.
And he found believers. And he said to the believers, are you baptized in the Holy Ghost? And they said, Holy Ghost? Who's that? We don't know about Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, you know what I mean. Well, he said, so how were you baptized? And they said, John the Baptist. Well, Paul said, then you need to be baptized again in the name of Jesus Christ. They said, okay. So he took them down to the river. And Baptist says in verse 5, and when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And after they were baptized, then Paul laid hands on them. And prayed for them. And the Holy Spirit came on them. And they spoke with tongues and they prophesied. So I'm just giving you that as a little example of how the New Testament church dealt with baptism.
Ako ning isulti diha kaninyo aron adun lang kita giya kung unsa man angay natong pagabuhaton isip kita karon nagapangalagad sa Dios sa pag-unga tugon.
Now I just want to share a few verses in the epistles of Paul.
Akong ipaalo sa kaninyo sa mga libro o sa mga sinulat ni Pablo.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
diha kita magsugod sa
there's just one verse, verse 13.
Versículo 13.
I'll read in English and then he can read in Visaya. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we are bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit.
Unang mga Tagorinto, Kapitulo 12, Versículo 13, nagingon, kay pinagi sa usa ka espiritu kitang tanan, mga Hudiyo o mga Kristiyanhan, Kristiyanhon, mga ulipon sa mga taong gawas, na bautismuhan ngadto sa usa ka lawas, o kitang tanan, ipatuhok, o usa ka espiritu.
Amen. All baptized into one body. The problem with denomination is that it divides the body of Christ. And the true body of Christ is not divided into different denominations. Now go back one page in your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I'm going to read four verses, the first four verses. And then you can read them in Visaya. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea.
Una mga taguinto kapitulo 10 versikulo 1 nalingon, mga igsuon buot ko nga inyong masayran nga silang tanan nga atong ginikanan ni anha sa ilalom sa panganod o silang tanan milatas sa dagat.
Now Paul is talking about in the days of Moses when the children of Israel came out of Egypt.
Si Pablo naga hinubay nini sa unsa magisulti ni unsa man ang gihimo sa Dios dito sa mga tawo kaya makatawan dito gikan sa Egypto.
They all went down into the sea.
Sila ni latas dito sa pulang dagat.
Even though the sea was pushed back, they went down. And they all came back up out of the sea. And they were all under the cloud of God. And then the next verse says, and we're all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
Ug silang tanan gigabautismo ngadto kang Moses diha sa panganod ug sa dagat.
And did all eat the same spiritual meat.
Ug silang tanan nagapangaon sa maurang usa ka espirituhanong kalanon.
And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Og silang tanan nagapanginom gikan sa morang usa ka espirituhanong ilinon, kay sila nagapanginom man gikan sa bato nga minunot kanila, og ang maong bato mao si Kristo.
Now what Paul is saying to the church here by the Holy Spirit,
pero ang gisulti ni Pablo mahitungod sa balang espiritu,
is that we all have one experience in the Holy Spirit.
Mao kini nga ang matakos sa kayong kanato adunay usa lamang ka experience diha sa Espiritu Santo.
We are all partakers of the same spiritual food.
Ang matakos sa kanato nakaambit kayo diha sa espirituhanon nga pagkaon.
It is not that one says, I drink at this place, I eat at this place. But all Christians eat and drink of the same spiritual food, which is Jesus Christ. And we are all baptized in the same baptism. Now in Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4, I will read first in English.
3 or 4.
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? 6:3, Romans 6:3. Yeah.
Mga taga Roma, kapitulo 6, versikulo 3, hantod sa 4, nag-ingon, wala ba kamong mahibalo nga kitang tanan nga nabautismuhan ngadto kang Kristo Jesus, dibautismuhan man ngadto sa iyang kamatayon. Busa pinagi sa bautismo, gilubog kita uban kaniya ngadto sa kamatayon. Aron nga sa maingon nga si Kristo gibanhaw, gikan sa mapatay, pinagi sa himaya samahan, kita usab managawi diha sa kabag-o sa kinabuhi.
How many verses did you read? Which verses?
3 and 4.
Okay, that's good. Amen. So, you see, if you're baptized, you are saying that I'm dead. My old man, my old me is dead. And now I live the life of Christ. That means I don't do what I want to do anymore. But I do what He wants to do. Alright, just two more verses. Galatians chapter 3,
Galatia, capítulo 3,
verse 27. One verse. As many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ.
Mga taga-Galacia, Dr. Trans, versikulo 27, nag-ingon, kaya ang tanan kaninyo nga gibautismuhan nga ito kang Kristo, ikasulupan o Kristo.
And last of all, one verse in Colossians,
aron padayon ta dito sa Colossians,
chapter 2,
kapitulo 2,
verse 12. It says, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who has raised him from the dead.
Mga taga Colossians kapitulo 2 versikulo 12 nag-ingon, o gikalubong kamo uban kaniya diha sa bautismo nga niini usab kamo gibanhaw uban kaniya pinaagi sa pagtuo sa gahom sa Dios nga nagabanhaw kaniya gikan sa mga patay.
Now,
karon,
can I share with you one little story?
Ako, pwede ba kong kasulti ninyo sa istorya?
About the Lord spoke to me.
May tungkol sa gisulti sa Dios na ito kanina.
A little more than 10 years ago,
labay na mga Jesus na buhig na,
I had a heart attack.
Aduna siya isagit or nag-i-atake siya sa iyang kasing.
And I began to die.
O hapit na ganit siya mamatay.
I would have died.
Sa liha nga, sa liha nga, kana nga, baba sa kamatayon.
And I think I thought that I died. I came home. And I laid down on the floor. Of my house. And I said to my wife, I said, finally, take me to the hospital.
And sir, dala ko dito sa ospital.
There's something very wrong with me.
Tungod kay duy na kaayo atong panahon.
So she took me to the hospital.
Mo na nga gidala sa dito sa ospital.
And on the way to the hospital,
sa diha nga nagpadulong sila dito sa ospital.
I said to the Lord,
ingon sila sa Ginoo.
I said, Lord,
sa Ginoo,
I'm in a lot of trouble. And I know that when a man is in a lot of trouble, if I call upon your name, you will talk to me. I said, so Lord, what's going on? And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me very, very strong and very loud, not with these ears, but with here. And the Spirit of the Lord said to me, for you are dead. Now, I didn't want to hear that from the Lord. I wanted to hear the Lord say, well, my son, I will heal you. Be not afraid, my son, for I am with you.
Ang iyan gusto mahibaluhan o madunggan nga, ayo kahadlok anak, ako kang tabangan.
But he didn't say any of those things to me.
Pero wala man na himuan sa Ginoo niya.
All he said is, for you are dead.
Ingnan siya sa Dios, patay na kita.
Well, it was several days before I began to think about that. But while I was still in the hospital, I said, I could hear the nurses and the doctors calling each other. One of them said, oh, I think he's gone. I think he's gone. And the doctor called back, give him a shot of this, give him a shot of that. And the nurse said, well, I already did. He says, give him more, give him more. And then I heard the nurse calling my name. And she believed I was dead. Because she hollered at me and she said, Mark, Mark!
Mark, Mark!
And I opened my eyes and I looked at her and I thought, why are you yelling at me like that? So, when I began to find my Bible later on, I found a verse in Colossians chapter 3, verse
3.
And the verse says, for you are dead. Did you know that's in the Bible? Paul wrote that word to the Colossian church. And Jesus spoke that word to me. And I'm laying on the table and they're working on me, and I said to the Lord, isn't there more to that verse than just for you are dead? Because, Lord, I can still hear these doctors and nurses. I must not really be dead. So why can I hear them talking if I'm not dead? And I said, Lord, what does the rest of that verse say? It says, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ. So, Lord, that says dead and life. So, you must not mean that I'm dead. You must mean that I'm spiritually dead now. Okay, Lord? Because now my life is hid in Christ. And then it says, and when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you appear with him in glory. So, you see, when you are buried with Christ, you are hid with Christ. But now you have a life. Now you have a life in Christ. And now in your life, when He will appear, you will be like Him in glory. Do you want to be like Him in glory? Amen. And I was a believer. My life was clean. But He changed my life again. God bless you.